Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We started to record. Okay, so Surah Al-Muddathir, it is either the second surah that was revealed or the third. So what was the first surah that was revealed? Iqra. Bismi Rabb. Surah Al-Alaq. Surah what? Al-Alaq. And then the second surah is? Either in Masha'Allah Zainab, Masha'Allah, very good. Either in Muddathir or Al-Muzzammil. Okay? We don't know which one came first. Now, both of them start with the same start. Okay? Which is? What is the story behind? The story is that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had this incident, which is the incident of Iqra. Okay? Which is the incident of Iqra. Read. Read in the name of Allah. Read and understand life. Look at life. Evaluate life using the names of Allah. Right? When this happened, then the Prophet came back running. Running towards who?
His house?
His lovely wife. Because this is where he finds peace. This is where he finds peace. Okay? This is where he finds peace. So he went to Khadija. He was so much in love with Khadija. Even though she was 15 years older than him, but he was really, and she loved him so much, and she became one of the perfect four women. Perfect four women in the history of humanity. There were four perfect women. One of them was Khadija. So he ran away. He ran from the cave. After what? After what? After the angel Jibreel squeezing him and saying, read. And then, I don't know how to read. Read. I don't know how to read. Read. I don't know how to read. Read in the name of your Lord. Read in the name of who? Your Lord. The one who created. And that's the first name to learn. He created humans out of?
Clay.
Didn't I tell you to come over here? Now. Okay. So he came back running. And then he saw Khadija. So he told her, wrap me. He wanted to feel cozy. He wanted to feel what? Cozy. So he told her, don't try to distinguish yourself from your classmates. Don't can see. So he ran. He wanted to be cozy. Now, how are you going to be if you want to be cozy? If you run to your mom and say, I want to be cozy, what would your mom do?
No.
No. That's not nice. Huh?
Yeah,
so
that's not nice.
No. What happened is that she wrapped him with a blanket and then she hugged him. She wrapped him with a blanket and he was on her lap. And then she wrapped him with a blanket. So he felt very cozy. And he stayed like that for a few days. Few days.
Shocked,
shaking, wanted to feel cozy, wrapping himself with these garments and blankets. So did Allah like that?
No.
Allah didn't like that. Why? Because he was assigned a job. Now he works for Allah. He works for who? Allah. Now he's assigned what? Job. He works for who? For Allah. What was that job? Is to give the news to the people. What was that news? The news was? What was the news that Prophet Muhammad brought? Is that there is no God except Allah, I don't want you to be looking behind you. I don't want you. Otherwise, I'll get you out of the class. Now, look in front of you. So, now Allah said, you are the one who wrapping himself with garments. Get up and start doing your job. In both surahs, Muzammil and Muddathir, Allah said the same thing. And in Muzammil, he said, you are the one who wrapped himself with garments. Who was that guy? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Get up and do your job. What is your job? What is your job? Exactly. To get people out of worshipping idols. Do you know how ridiculous, just a sec. Do you know how ridiculous it is that you worship an idol and treat this idol like the way you treat Allah? It is so stupid, you know. It is so, I don't know how people really fell into this trap because it's ridiculous. How can you treat a statue the way you treat Allah? You beg this statue for your needs the way you beg Allah. How? Hello? Is there anything here? A picture. You worship a picture. How could you beg this picture for your needs and treat this picture the way you're supposed to treat Allah? Isn't that sick? Isn't that stupid? It is. So what happened? What happened is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was supposed to talk people out of this nonsense. Now Allah told him that it's not going to be easy. Why? Why? Why isn't it going to be easy? Isn't he teaching perfect sense? What he taught was perfect, makes perfect sense. He said God is invisible, he's in heaven. These are idols and pictures. These are named by you as gods, but they are not truly gods, because who made them gods? You know how did gods came first to Mecca? The idols? There was a guy, his name is Amr ibn Luhay. His name is what? Amr ibn Luhay. He was an Arab guy. Close the book. He was an Arab guy. What he did, he went to Syria and he found people worshipping idols. So he said, ha ha ha, it is a brilliant idea. Why is it a brilliant idea? Because now if I bring idols, people worship idols, then I can take advantage of them. How do you take advantage of people when they worship idols? You talk to them and you order them in the name of what? The idol. So just like I said in the assembly today, if your idol name is Boo Boo and you worship Boo Boo, then I tell you, in the name of Boo Boo, pay more taxes. In the name of Boo Boo, vote for XYZ. In the name of Boo Boo, listen to the king. In the name of Boo Boo, in the name of Boo Boo. You got it? So he figured out that is an excellent idea. He found out that this is an excellent idea. I can get people to treat me. I can make people treat me like God on earth. I can take advantage of people like God on earth by telling them, do you believe in this idol? They say, yes. Now this idol is telling you this and that, and you have to listen to who? The idol. Now, is it true the idol really talked?
No.
So who is telling them what to do? Exactly. The minister of the idol, which is the servant of the idol, the one who speaks on the behalf of the idols. And this, he said, ha ha ha, such a brilliant idea. And he brought the idols into Mecca. He was the first one. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have seen him in hellfire dragging his guts. Allah made his guts. Sanya. Allah made his guts explode away from his stomach, and he was in hellfire dragging them behind him. All this punishment is so severe because he will do this, he will stay like that for eternity, dragging his guts behind him. Why? Because he is the one that introduced the idea of worshipping idols. So Allah blows away his tummy, like his guts out, and he's walking with them and he is crying tears of blood, and he is having the worst punishment you can ever imagine. So now the Prophet came to undo what Amr ibn Luhay did. So do, undo. So he wanted to take people out of this nonsense. Now, was it an easy job? No. Why not? Because you have to deal with the Arab lords. You have to deal with what? Arab lords. Arab lords don't like Islam. Why? Because it is just and fair. And are they just and fair? Do they like the Arab lords? Did they like fairness? Did they? No, they didn't like fairness at all. And fairness was against their desires. Got it? So they didn't like fairness at all, and it was against their desires. So what happened? They fought the Prophet. So now Allah said, get up and deliver the warning. The Prophet is a warner. Number one, he's a warner. What is the meaning of the warner? Warns people against what? Warns people from what? I am a warner. I'm warning you against. I'm warning you from hellfire. Punishment of Allah. I'm saying, Arhab. You're going to listen to me or you're going to hell. You have to listen to me and worship Allah or you're going to hell. That's the warning. At the same time, the Prophet gives a good news. Now you tell me, what are these good news the Prophet will give? Huh? The Prophet will give warnings from hellfire and good news for? Oh, come on! Jannah, that's right. Now, he warns who from hellfire? The bad guys from hellfire. And he gives the good news of who that they're going to go to Jannah? The good people. Got it? So, believers go to Jannah. Non-believers go to hell. This was the situation at the time of the Prophet because it's a message and the message was clear. Yes? Okay. Bring a towel with you. Bring a napkin. You know, what's that towel from? What is it? Paper towel. Yeah, bring one. That's a good idea. All right. So we know he went to the bathroom. Now.
Did you just walk around and then go to the bathroom and get a paper towel and then go to
the bathroom? Yes, at least he's gone to the bathroom. All right. Okay. Now, he started first. Now, guess if you are assigned this task from Allah, just common sense, what would be your first try? The first try, you're trying to breach the message. Your first try will be? You can't do that in the class. Exactly. Good job, Zainab. See, she's smart. She is smart. Yes. You need to be as smart as she is. I would start with my wife. I start with my wife. So he talked to Khadija and he said, he told her the story. She immediately believed into him. Why? Because they lived together. How long? Before this happened, they lived together for 15 years. When this happened, the Prophet was how old? The secret age. The best age. That's right.
What did you say?
40. 40 is the top. Is the best. It's the best age. So people keep climbing. The wisdom of people keeps climbing and it becomes the best at age 40 and then starts declining. Actually, it stays plateau like this for some time and then starts declining. Probably at the age 63. So the Prophet lived from the age 40 to age 63. So from this, I would guess that this is where the best maturity. When you're young, you're not wise. Okay? When you're young, you're so enthusiastic, you can do stupid things. Like, I'll tell you an example. Shh. If there is a cliff, and I challenge you, I challenge you to run fast and then stop right at the edge of the cliff. Okay. Now, if we have a young person, would the young person accept to do that or not? Yes, because they are like enthusiastic and arrogant and, you know, not wise. How about the old people, like middle age? Well, mostly they will say no. Why not? It's too much risk. Exactly. They don't take risks. Got it? Risk. So young people, being young is good, but at the same time, it's dangerous. If you're an idiot, it's dangerous. Okay? All right. So now, the first thing he went to his wife, Khadija. Then she immediately believed into him. Why? Because, they have been living together for 15 years. And why did she believe in him right away? Why? Because of his manners. Because of his what? Manners. She was impressed by his manners. Before he became a prophet, she was so impressed. Was she the only one that was impressed with his manners?
No.
Was she the only one?
Yeah.
No. The entire tribe of Quraysh was impressed about the manners of the prophet. What did they used to call him? As-Sadiq Al-Amin. What is the meaning of the Sadiq? The one who always says the truth. Al-Amin. What's the meaning of Al-Amin? The one? The honest one. So, they used to call him the one who always says the truth, the honest one. That was his name. Got it? So, they were impressed about his manners. Now, guess what happened when he became a prophet? They called him what? The liar and the dishonest. Okay? Now, what happened? How come he lived 4 years among them? He was the honest and the one who always says the truth, and then suddenly he's the opposite.
Because he brought fairness, and that's what they didn't want.
Exactly. He brought the message of Islam that imposes fairness, and the Arab lords used to do like this. The Arab lords used to do like this. They used to walk, look. They used to walk like this, and they drag the clothes behind them. Like the clothes, their clothes, they are being dragged behind him. Like remember the bride? Like the brides?
We get it.
Yeah, okay, good. So that was a sign. That was a sign of what? That was a sign of arrogance. It's like, I am Amr, the son of Suhail. Who are you? Just like that. Arrogance. Let's focus. So now, what happened? He was the most honest. She was impressed about his manners. So she said, if you are not a prophet, I could tell that you will become a prophet. She said, I can tell that you're going to become a prophet because your manners are impressive. Allah called the manners of the Prophet Muhammad in Surah Noon. Allah calls his manners. Allah said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Meaning, your manners are impressive. Your manners are what? Impressive. That the Prophet has the most impressive manners you can ever imagine. Most impressive manners you can ever imagine. Now, guess. So who was the first one ever becoming a Muslim? Khadija. Right away, when she wrapped him and made him feel cozy. So she took him to her cousin. Who knows the name of her cousin? His name is Waraqa ibn Nawfal. So the Waraqa means the paper. He is Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Now, why did she, what was so special about her cousin? Her cousin wasn't worshiping idols. Her cousin was worshiping Allah. Her cousin was following the religion of Prophet Isa. So, she went to him. Remember that. The pagans are not used to the idea of a prophet coming from heaven, and there's an unseen God out there. They were not used to that. Pagans? Right, Arhab?
Right.
Pagans didn't believe in idols.
Yes, but they were not used about God sending messengers, being unseen.
Weren't they like black magic people?
Got it? Okay. So now she took him to this person. Why? Because this person was the only one who had the knowledge of the Bible. Not the only one, but was among the very, very, very few that has the knowledge of the Bible. So she said, Muhammad described, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him the story. What did he say? He said, this is the angel that came to the prophets before you with revelations. This is the what? Huh? Angel that came to the prophets before you with revelation. Now, he was living lonely. He was isolating himself and living lonely because he didn't believe in the idols, but he could not convince anybody. After he told him that, he died, by the way. After he gave this news to the prophet, he died. When he died, just like
old age,
yeah. So, natural causes, yeah, not something killed him. You can find the wisdom. Why did he die? Because Allah didn't want people to say that Muhammad got his knowledge from Waraqa. Yes, the Bible, Waraqa. Got it? So Allah made him die after he advised Prophet Muhammad that he is a prophet, and the one who came down to him is angel, Jibreel. Got it? So, okay, in the order happening, the prophet is in the cave. He receives Iqra. What's next? He ran away. To who? Khadija. To make him what?
Cozy.
He stayed cozy. Then Allah told, then Khadija took him. He told Khadija. So Khadija became a Muslim. And then, why did she become a Muslim right away? Because she was so impressed about his manners. Okay? So she believed that he's a special guy because she has not experienced these manners anywhere before. So she took him to who? Then what's next? She took him to who? Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Why was he taken to Waraqa ibn Nawfal? To ask him what is happening. So what was the response of Waraqa ibn Nawfal? He said, What did he say? He said, what happened to you was, the one who communicated with you was, Angel Jibreel, who was in charge of, who is in charge of bringing down what? Revelations. From who? From Allah. And he has been doing that to who? All the prophets. And then he told him one word that the prophet didn't understand. He said, I wish I am alive when your people kick you out of Mecca so that I can protect you. So what did he say? I wish you are? I wish you are what? Alive when people what? kick you out of where? Mecca, so that I support you. So that I support you and stand in your side, by your side. I don't have a TA. Okay. So, now, how did the Prophet was surprised? He told him, I wish I'm alive when the people of Mecca kick you out. I wish I'm alive so that I stand by you and support you. Why did he tell him that, Ya Arhab? Why did he tell them that? How did he predict that the Prophet is going to be kicked out of Mecca? Right, because there were also no prophet came before the Prophet Muhammad, okay, that his people did not give him a hard time. It didn't happen before. Every single prophet had a what? Hard time. His people gave him what? Hard time. Okay, so he knew it. He said, people will kick you out of Mecca. So the Prophet said, are they going to kick me out of Mecca? He said, yes, nobody, no prophet before you that wasn't given a hard time by the people. Now Prophet Muhammad, so now you can see the order of the incidents. Iqra, rab me, Khadija becoming Muslim, going to Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Waraqa ibn Nawfal died after that. What was the wisdom of Allah?
Oh, because he didn't want people to know that Muhammad got information from Waraqa and like.
Not know, say that the Prophet is getting his information from Waraqa. And Waraqa, was he in touch with people or was he isolating himself? Yeah, because he's not a prophet, so he wouldn't be able to change people. Such a change is not possible for a normal man, right? Excuse me. Pay attention. Okay, good. Now, after that, the Prophet, guess who, what was that? What was the third? If you are in the shoes of the Prophet, what would you do next? You need to approach people, right? What did the Prophet say? Did he stand and said, you people, I am a prophet and I am warning you of hell. I am warning the bad guys, they're going to hell. The good guys are going to go to heaven. I am warning you. Did he say that?
No. But maybe no. He tried to get them together somehow,
like
say that he has something very
important. Not yet. He started with his best friend first. Who was best friend? Abu Bakr, Takbir. So, who was the second man in the Muslim Ummah? Abu Bakr. Okay, so now, who was the first one who became a Muslim among men? And who was the first one who became a Muslim ever?
Khadija,
radiallahu anha. So now, the Prophet told Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr believed into him right away. Why again? What was the reason? What was the reason? He was impressed by his manners already. Already he was impressed by his manners. So he believed into him right away and he didn't give him a hard time. So now Abu Bakr becomes a Muslim. Then the Prophet goes to another person. Guess who is that person? Huh? Who's smart? Who was that guy? Huh? Not Abu Talib, no. Ali ibn Abi Talib. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, why Ali? Ali was living with the Prophet in the same house. Why Ali was living with the Prophet, not with his father? Because his father had lots of kids. Abu Talib, Abdul Muttalib had what?
Lots of kids.
I'm sorry, Abu Talib had lots of kids, his uncle. So he was trying to make it easy on him. So he took Ali to live with him. Okay? Because his Abu Talib could not feed that many people. So he took Ali with him. Okay, so now he told Ali. Ali became Muslim. Guess how old when he became Muslim? Probably your age, Hamza's age, Arhab's age.
That's how old he was?
Yes, when he became a Muslim. You got it? So, who was the first one becoming a Muslim among young people? Ali, radiallahu anhu. He was very young when he became Muslim. Again, he became Muslim because he was impressed with the manners of the Prophet. Now, the Prophet has had a slave before that. The Prophet had a slave. His name is Zayd ibn Haritha.
Zayd.
Just listen to me. Had a slave called Zayd ibn Haritha. Now, he treated him so good that Zayd ibn Haritha was in so much love to the Prophet. Guess something weird happened to Zayd. What happened? His family was able to find him. His family was searching for him. They were able to find him. Yes, they found him. Because he was abducted. How was he a slave? He was abducted from his family and he was made to be... Huh? I can't hear you. A slave. So he was abducted from his family and was made to be...
A slave.
All right. So now his family started looking for him. Why? To take him out of slavery. To free him out of slavery. Right? That was one of the ways to take people as slaves, is that you abduct them and sell them in the slavery market. Got it? So his family found him, and they were trying to free him out of slavery. Guess what happened? Then the Prophet said, they said to the Prophet, we pay you any money you want, and you give us back our son. And we will pay you any money, any amount of money you want. So the Prophet said, I don't want any money. Okay? But I want you to ask him if he wants to be with me or with you. Guess what did Zayd choose? He chose to stay with the Prophet. And then what did the Prophet do in reaction to this? He set him free and adopted him. Okay. When he adopted him, he made him Zayd ibn Muhammad. He made him what? Zayd ibn Muhammad. Later on, Allah said, that's not right. You call him, you don't change the names of the people you adopt. Do you want to adopt people? Yes, fine. But you don't change their names. Why?
Because
that person might be marrying his sister without knowing. Okay? He might be marrying his mother without knowing. Because the names are changed. So Allah said, to adopt someone, fine. But what do you do? Can you change his name or her name?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Changing the name is not permissible when you adopt somebody. So now he said, this is my son. He inherits me like my son. Hello? Children inherits the wealth. Children inherit the wealth of the father when the father dies. True or false? Children inherit the wealth of the father when the father dies.
Does it mean like a wealth?
The wealth, the money.
No, don't you need a will?
Huh? Wealth.
No, don't you need a will where it says like this person gets my money, this person...
You could have a will or it goes naturally. Okay? Hello? Okay, you're talking. You're looking at something in your hand.
I am not. Silent friend.
You need to listen.
No, I'm not.
Zainab.
Did you hear what he said?
What did he say? I didn't say
you don't even know.
Okay, so now he said, Zaid will inherit me after I die. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? He said, because I adopted him. Did Allah like that? Later, Allah said, no. You do not. Zayd is not your son. He does not inherit you. Inherit money from you after your death. Because you, who inherits? The true children. The true what? Children. Exactly, the biological children. Got it? You understand this very well, Sanya?
Yeah.
What are you playing with? Missing one. Oh, can I see your hands?
Yes.
Uh-huh. She's coloring. No, she's
doodling. Okay. Doodling like Zainab. She's doodling too. What's your last name? What's your Zainab Shukri, right? Zainab Shukri, Zainab Ahmed, Sanya. Alia? What? Where are you? Where are you? Are you in the market? Are you in the playground?
I'm asking about the...
Are you in the playground or what?
Shh.
Are you in the playground here?
My phone.
This is... You're disrespecting me. And you are...
He stole my phone.
What the... Check me. I didn't...
Wow, Hamza.
You can deal with this after the class. Are you in playground or... It's not fair. Is it time to play?
Yeah.
No. Sanya, Zay, Alia. Okay. So, why did... Let me...
He is saying that she is pregnant.
No, I didn't
Haram.
Say that. No, I didn't say that.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Well,
why?
Quiet. 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 So, what's the story of Zayd ibn Haritha? He was the slave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was impressed. He became a... Who was the first slave who became a Muslim? Zayd ibn Harith. Why did he become a Muslim so much, so fast? Because he was impressed with the manners of the Prophet. Don't do that. Don't color and get the attention of others to you. That's not fair. This is not time for coloring. You can color somewhere else. All right. So now he became a Muslim. And then he was a slave because he was abducted from his what family? His family was searching for him. His family found him. What happened then? Arhab. What happened then? What happened when his family found him? Yeah, they wanted to free him from slavery. So they approached the Prophet and they said,
You can write the story down.
No, I'm not. Because you will have to run the tape, the recording again, and write the story. That would be your homework, huh?
He's bothering me.
Not bothering me.
He keeps on saying that I'm pregnant.
I'm just kidding.
Out of the classroom. Yeah. That's not an acceptable joke. Out of the classroom. To the office. I want to see you in the office. This is not acceptable. Okay. So they tried to buy him back from the Prophet. They asked the Prophet, how much? Huh? Arhab, how much? Money.
Okay, okay.
1,000.
The Prophet said what?
He didn't
want any money. Okay, but what? Exactly.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Exactly. And then what happened? What did Zayd ibn Haritha choose?
To stay with the Prophet.
To stay with the Prophet. Even though over his family. So the Prophet then did what?
Adopted him.
Adopted him. And he said he will inherit if he from his wealth if he died. Then did Allah like that?
No.
Allah said two things. One,
don't change the name.
Two, No inheritance. Only the biological children inherit from their parents. All right? So now become a Muslim, Zayd ibn Haritha. Then he started approaching his family. So he made a big dinner. And then he invited his uncles into this dinner. And then he said, He told them, after he said, I'm going to talk to you about a serious matter. I'm going to talk to you about what?
A
serious matter. So his uncles came and they ate dinner. And then he started talking the serious matter. What was the serious matter? That he became a prophet. So he told the story. So guess who, you know, ridiculed him? The first one who ridiculed him. Abu Lahab. He ridiculed him. Yeah. He ridiculed him. He said, oh, no, no, no. Well, you're a prophet. Are you out of your mind, Muhammad? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Do you know the meaning of what you're saying? Do you know that you're saying that these gods are false? Do you know what people do to you if they hear you saying that the gods are false? Do you know? And then... No, he said... He said that this is the truth. Allah sent me as a warner and give warnings to the bad guys and give good news to the
good guys.
Good. So he said, Allah sent me. So they left. Nobody believed into him, basically. So then the prophet went into the hell. There was a mountain, or like not a mountain, really a hell. Okay.
Hell.
Hell. And then
hell.
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 What is it?
Hell.
Hell.
Just say a mountain, or just say a mountain.
Yes. Okay. So he went to this. Now, guess how would people do CNN business, like news at that time? They go into this small mountain, hell, and then they say...
Small mountain,
and they stand and they say, oh, you people, oh, you the tribe, oh, you the clan of X, oh, you the clan of Y, oh, you the clan of Z. And they keep calling each clan by their name. And then they call, come. This is one way. Another way, that they ride a camel and they go around and say, boom, 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 like this. Hear the news. Boom, 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 boom. Muhammad did and so. Boom, 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 boom. That's another way. But the Prophet used the first way, which is what? Calling the people from the top of the hill. And then he will say, call the clans one by one, one by one, one by one, and tell them, I am. He said this.
I am a prophet.
I am a prophet of Allah. You will die. Look at what he said. He said, you will die the way you sleep. And you will rise from death the way you rise from sleep. And when you rise, it is either torturing, hellfire, or Jannah. And there will be no escape on that day. So guess what happened? His uncle Abu Lahab said what? Darn it. He said, darn you. Darn it. Why is this? Did you gather us for this ridiculous talk?
Yes.
Did you gather us for this ridiculous talk? And that's how he did. And then they walked away from the prophet. So after making fun of him. Actually, let me rephrase what the prophet said. The prophet first started by saying, shh, shh. He said, you guys know me? They said, yes. You guys know I would lie? They said, no. He said, if I tell you that there is an army behind this mountain who's going to attack you, would you believe me? They all said, yes. We've never seen you lying before. He said, then I am the prophet of Allah sent to you with a message, well, you will die the way you sleep, you rise from death the way you wake up from sleep, and then when you rise, it's either hellfire or Jannah. No escape. Okay? So now, his uncle said, darn it, is this the reason? Did you gather us for this ridiculous reason? Okay. Now, suddenly now he started being the liar. And then Allah said, Allah said he is a guy who lived. You know how Mecca is small and everybody knows everybody?
Yeah.
He lived 40 years among them. Allah said, how could someone who lived 40 years among you with the best manners, never lying, suddenly overnight becoming a liar? Tell them, Muhammad, I grew up among you. I grew up with you. How could I change? Like, let's say, if you know a friend, and this friend has been good and nice and kind all times for 40 years, why do you think this will suddenly become a mean guy? Is this possible? Radical changes like that? Okay. So, basically, they called him liar because they didn't like what Islam brought to them. Now, your homework is going to be 4 ayahs, memorizing. Number 2, you're going to tell the story.
Okay.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.